Dear Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the floor. Inclusive education has been legislatively anchored in the Czech Republic at the furthest since 2016. For example, I can mention that in order to place a child in a school or a class for pupils with special needs, an application from its legal guardian is necessary. A recommendation or examination from a school counseling facility is not sufficient. Each primary or secondary school has a school counseling center with an educational counselor, a primary prevention methodologist, and possibly a social pedagogue. From September 2022, each school is entitled to an equivalent job of school psychologist or school special education teacher, or both, depending on the size of the school. In addition to the school centers, all regions are covered by a network of school counseling facilities that diagnose the special needs of pupils and propose support measures. I'd like to ensure that Ukraine refugee children with special needs are entitled to get the same service as Czech children. Each school prepares a school prevention program which contains managing class collectives, improving the well-being of pupils, measures to prevent bullying, and so on. There is also a web application for teachers and the public about inclusive education. Communication on this issue has to be improved. Although the majority of educators and parents agree with the inclusion of pupils with health disabilities, the inclusion of pupils whose handicap influences behavior in the classroom is controversially perceived. This is probably one of the reasons for the continuing segregation of some Roma pupils, and above all, their excessive placement in schools for pupils with mild mental disabilities. Currently, a survey commissioned by the Ministry of Education on this topic is being completed. We believe that the research will lead to adapting measures that will finally make a real difference, because the measures taken so far have not led to a significant reduction of the number of Roma pupils in these schools. In 2020, school counseling facilities, I was talking before about, were equipped with the new diagnostic tool to diagnose the intellectual abilities and school skills of children. We see that Roma children may be diagnosed with mild mental disability due to the unstimulation of their social background. For this reason, in 2022, the standardization of the test for diagnosing Romani children was created and sent to school counseling facilities. The National Pedagogical Institute organizes educational courses for this tool and has also issued a methodological recommendation to pupils with insufficient knowledge of the language or from a different cultural background. To support Roma children, the ministry also announces subsidy programs aimed at supporting educational activities of national minorities, the integration of Roma minority, and so on, and so on. And the last thing, up to 400 elementary schools, it's about 10% of all elementary schools in the country, educating an above average number of socially disadvantaged pupils will be supported by the National Recovery Plan. Within the call, funds can be drawn, among others, for teaching assistants, inclusion coordinators, mental health support, education for pedagogical staff, and so on. The aim of the call is to strengthen these schools to take a respected place in the school system of the region as institutions prepared to work with pupils with social disadvantages. In the future, financing based on a socio-economic index of schools is planned by the ministry. Thank you for the floor.